This episode of Talking Games is brought to you by Cards Against Humanity. This episode...
Oh, Tim. Oh, you did it now.
You see, it says title, Cards Against Humanity, so then I started with this episode is brought to you by Cards Against Humanity. But that's in the actual copy below.
Sure.
Really?
Sure.
Okay. You want me to start this again?
No. They asked us not to read an ad, right? So yeah. There's no need to do it again.
They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show!
All right. Well, who's that knocking on my door? It's Talking Games, people. Hey! Welcome back. It's been a week. Oh, God, I know you've missed me.
What a week it's been.
Yeah, that's Kellen Tarrant right
Hi,
there.
Hi, everybody.
We got Tim Dunn to my left.
We've never had a musical episode of Talking Games.
I don't think we have.
No, I don't
think we've never pulled Scrubs.
There was that time I played my famous DJ music.
Oh, you know what? The EDM stuff, so there we go.
That's probably the
never a traditional musical episode. We're cutting edge here.
Yeah. Yeah, not one where somebody like gets hit on the head and then we all start singing. Mm-hmm.
I would probably say Power Rapper the Rapper is the best musical video game.
Best musical video game.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't consider Guitar Hero a musical video game.
I don't know.
Or Sing It, or whatever those singing games.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your Donkey Kongas, or whatever.
Oh, that's a rhythm game, though.
Yeah.
That's a rhythm game.
Yeah. Well, Parappa the Rap, isn't that a rhythm game, too, I guess?
I guess you're right, yes.
I mean, he raps.
He does
which
rap.
Which is phenomenal to watch. Yeah.
Did you guys play that? I never played
I
that
I loved
game.
Parappa the Rap. I loved it.
I think I just had the demo of it on one of those, disc that came with the PlayStation.
Oh, sure.
With like SOCOM and Parappa the Rappa.
Yeah.
Some other weird ones.
SSX or whatever, the snowboarding game. Tricky.
try to
do crazy moves.
I really thought the other day about, because I still remember demo discs where you get like one level of a game and like
so
just playing the same demo level over and over again because you didn't have the game yet or whatever. To the point where it was like, oh, is this mental illness that I have?
Is this how it's chosen to manifest itself?
Yeah, all right.
This is all I need is this level right here.
Isn't that basically what Ground Zeroes was just a really expensive demo disc?
Demo disc,
pretty
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
I didn't finish it.
I'm probably not going to finish it because it's so... I keep thinking like, all right, this is going to change, right? This is not what everyone thinks is so great. Because everyone's talking about how great Phantom Pain is. Everyone's saying it's 10 out of 10.
Oh,
and I'm
man.
Playing it, and I'm like, if this is not what Phantom Pain says. There's
yeah.
no
oh,
way.
Oh, you mean
this.
Ground Zeroes?
Ground Zeroes.
No, it is not.
No.
I mean, it is and it isn't. I mean, I'm... we'll talk about it,
I have to imagine the gameplay is the same, right?
It doesn't... Watching some Twitch streams,
standard,
it seems a little different. Honestly, it feels like they hadn't smoothed it over.
Interesting.
So if Ground Zeroes is like 2.0, Phantom Pain is probably like 4.0.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I played it on the PlayStation 4, so I was like not super feeling it. I was having trouble with it anyway, and then now playing Phantom Pain on PC is great. Like, it feels really smooth, really, like, it all makes sense somehow, playing with a mouse and keyboard. I'm also, you know, I prefer the mouse and keyboard at this point. So,
guys, we always start out with a little thing at the top of the show, and it's called What Are We Playing Now?
Wow.
Clayton, what are you playing?
Oh, I'm playing Phantom Pain.
I got bit
by the bug so bad,
you went over the part you didn't like, and you were like, oh, I get it now.
Yeah. Like, I'm just enjoying, like, first off, like, D-Dog is now my buddy.
Oh, he's great.
And as soon as I saw that you could put him in, like, a little outfit and he has, like, a visor on, I was like, I love this.
This is good. This is good.
And he, like, rides in the helicopter with you. I was like, all right, I'm into this now.
And he parachutes down, right?
No, he
jumps in the chopper
when you
with
get out.
You.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if you call him, you can call in a horse, and a horse gets parachuted down.
That is true. Yeah.
That's
Can you have more than one buddy at a time?
No, they switch them out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck that. I'm not doing that.
All right.
But I will say, I'm just enjoying, like, going around doing crazy shit now, which is usually the point that I would hate in an open world game like this, where it's like, oh, this is, like, it's so tedious going from one place to another, but I genuinely do enjoy being like, oh, some dude saw me. I guess I'm killing everyone around here.
Wow. How stealth are you playing the game right now?
I stealth it all the like actual missions. Mm-hmm. I try to stealth as much as I can, but I'm really trying hard because my problem with Metal Gear Solid games is always that I want to just restart once I get seen.
Yeah.
And stealth games in general, I tend to do that. With this, I really have not been doing that as much, and it is a lot of fun.
That's
to
great.
Just basically be like, yeah. Well, I'm fucked. I'm shooting my way out. Let's see what happens. Yeah, that tank saw me. Oh, fuck.
I really like those reflex moments, too, where if somebody sees you, you get maybe like 2 seconds to shoot them with the trank dart or something like that.
Yeah. And it lowers, like, you can get a bonus to your score if you don't have any reflexes, but if you're just like me and you're like, well, fuck that, I don't care, then it is great. Like, those are really, really helpful in terms of just like, all right, well, whatever. You know what? I shot him right away. It's cool.
Are there any confirmed different endings depending on, like, skill level?
You know, I saw article that said keep all your team together at the end of Metal Gear. So I'm wondering if there's, like, a Mass Effect 2 style like suicide mission or something like that at the end. There's also, they've started having attacks on our base.
Oh,
which is, I just got to that, and
I haven't gotten that far.
It's this whole other part of the game that I didn't think was going to be part of it. But yeah, the game just keeps getting like deeper as you go into it. I really like it. I'm playing the same thing, obviously. That
oh, are you? Okay. this is not all from articles you read.
No, I think it's awesome. Story's still crazy.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as I met up with, I fought Quiet, and I actually was really digging that fight. I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. A sandstorm hit in the middle of it, too.
Oh, cool.
So I managed to get up behind her and just, like, beat the shit out of her.
And that's completely random, right?
Fun.
That's not scripted.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Awesome.
I got to say, the organic side of it, sort of along the lines of what Tim's saying, like, I keep finding more stuff, like you know, when I'm going through a base or something, it's like, all right, I'll just kill people this time, because who gives a shit? I got enough guys. And then I'll be scanning some dude and be like, oh, holy shit, he has like a B in one of the skills. I gotta get him.
Yeah,
like, I gotta get this guy out of here. And which is a pain in the ass, because when you put them in the Fulton recovery system, which is the funniest thing in the game for sure. But every time you put someone in there, they like yell when they're going up. So if anyone's within like 30 feet, they'll see it and be like, and call it in. And, the whole base gets alerted. So you kind of have to be like, I'm going to grab this guy and, like, drag him out to, like, a safer location.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And it's really funny because at the start of it, people, they were not able to, like, shoot down the balloons. They would just take right off. But I think as you started doing it more and more around Afghanistan and Africa, like, they get used to your tactics, which is really cool.
Yeah.
They shoot the balloon down?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, that's got to suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From what I've seen already, they get like upgraded equipment and the soldiers get smarter and stuff like that. And you start having like heavy infantry who you basically have to like sneak up on.
Yeah.
It's crazy. There's so much in this game.
The streams that I've seen look great. I mean,
Ground Zeroes does not do it justice at all.
No,
it's a good like introduction in terms of like the way that looks and getting back into it and some of the mechanics. I'm really liking that. I've never not liked playing any of the Metal Gear games. So,
yeah, I mean, even 4 had its moments.
I mean, it did.
I think
motorcycle chase is pretty fun.
The gear versus gear fight, that's cool.
Oh yeah, that is pretty fun. Is that, are you Rex?
You're Rex.
Yes. Still, I think only one woman that I've seen in the whole thing.
Well,
that's Quiet?
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is gross. But I was walking around the base and I saw a female soldier.
Oh, really?
Which was, I was actually like pretty.
I have not seen
like,
that
shocked
yet.
By. I was like, yes, thank you. Like, I mean, they have a few different models, but I was just like, okay, cool. Also, can I just say, it is the funniest thing that you can go back to your base and just beat the shit out of your own soldiers.
And is that explained?
It's basically, it's like they want to like spar with
you. Yes, they ask you to spar with them.
Oh.
Yeah.
But sometimes they're just standing there, and you can go up and beat them.
And
like,
if you
he's
if you
like their boss.
Choke them, if you choke them out, they tell you where like hidden diamonds are around the base and stuff like that.
I haven't done that.
You find them diamonds, bro.
Did I
gotta get them diamonds?
I got so much money from these like deployment missions.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm maxed out on my money.
That's the economy of the game seems so cool in terms of like, well, if I'm gonna call stuff in, like watching streams and seeing money go up and down and like your resources. Like that, I'm like, it's really, it looks amazing.
I went into the red for the first time as a like corporation. Ooh. And like when you go into the red, your staff gets pissed off, which was cool to see. But it is like you really have to make choices about like what stuff you want to research, or if you want to build like expand your base more, so you can fold in more dudes and you know brainwash them and make them work for you.
Do you get to see what happens in the brainwashing room? Is that ever explained? Okay,
you see sometimes guys go into the brig because they're a little more they're a little tougher, and then they're there for a while, and then they just join you.
I think the idea is we're meant to think that this is like some dream place for mercenaries that everyone would want to work for right,
but
it's the Google of mercenaries, is that what you're saying?
Free lunch,
childcare, live on the ocean with no women.
Gosh, it sounds perfect.
Just one woman in a bizarre, it is so goddamn weird, her outfit. Like,
quiet.
When I was, like, you know, you see the bikini shots and everything, and you're like, that's ridiculous. But, like, also she wears, like, stockings that are see-through and torn up over basically, like, a thong. And you're just like, what the fuck am I? What is this?
Have you reached the point where Revolver Ocelot sort of talks about her biology?
No, I think I just recruited her. I mean, she's in the brig right
have
now.
Have you read about this?
No.
It's so, I don't even want to spoil it for you guys.
It's okay. Just so stupid, I bet.
Yeah. Oh, it's so stupid. It kind of explains why she doesn't talk or whatever, but it's, oh boy, yikes.
Oh boy.
She doesn't talk at all?
No.
That's why she's so called quiet, I assume.
She hums to herself in the fight, which is cool because you can use your directional microphone to figure out where she is.
Yeah.
That's a cool thing.
That's good. It's a cool thing. We're not talking about Metal Gear Solid, by the way, folks at home listening to this. Yes. We are just getting into
just
what we're
up.
Playing. We're just catching up. Just letting you know that's not the topic of today, may come back up.
This is our time, you know.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
You'll get yours.
Oh no, I'm letting the people at home know that the episode has not officially started.
Nope.
We are still just talking about what we're currently playing.
Yeah.
That's how important this game is.
Kellen, what are you playing?
Guys, we are less than 10 hours away.
God. Oh, this is a big week for you, Kellen.
This is a big week.
Taken King.
Less than 10 hours.
Yeah.
I feel silly. I'm admitting this.
Okay.
I'm going to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
Before work. Are you taking the day off?
I'm not going to work tomorrow.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
Are we talking to... You know, we don't need to go into the specifics of that. We're fine.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, go.
But I'm going to play this game till 5 o'clock when I go pick my son up at daycare.
Okay.
I'm going to go play with him for a couple hours. Then I'm going to drop him off at his mom's house.
All right, wrap it up, boy.
And
Daddy's got to get home.
Come on. Boy. You're acting like a real fucking thrall right here, Dennis. Come on. But, yeah, my plan is to binge hard on that game. The 2.0 patch came out last week. And again, I've only played this game for about 3 months now, and everyone who's played the game since day one is complaining about this patch in terms of like rebalancing weapons and changing things. And for someone like me, it is nothing but great things. All the complaints I had about the game, I'm like, oh yeah, I mean, it makes sense that they would make these changes. The weapons seem more balanced. Everything seems great. It's a great time to play this game.
Yeah. I think I read some about that. That's the first time they've updated an MMO and people have complained about it, right?
Yeah, absolutely the first time. The only time it's ever happened. Most of the time
World
people
of Warcraft,
were very gracious.
Still 1.0.
I was just thinking when you said that, I was like, because I've heard we're all getting up there in age, you guys.
Yep,
and we know more gamer dads now. And yep. Hearing comments to the extent of like, is that what a dad should do? And it's like, why not? Why shouldn't a dad play a video game if he wants to play a video game?
Oh my God. I talk to other dads who are comedians. So they're like, what do you do with your time when you're not, when like your kid's napping?
Yeah.
I'm like, you play fucking video games. What do you mean? What do you do with your time?
Yeah.
What else are you going to do? Like you're at home.
Right.
It's like, all right, well, you either, drink and just be, yep. you know.
Dude, I was exactly yeah. thinking that exact same thing. I was like, I think my dad just like had martinis.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, at least if you look with the video games, it's like great when he's with me and he's sleeping all night. He goes to bed at 7 o'clock and I know he's going to wake up at 7 the next morning. I'm like, well, prime video game time.
Yeah.
Because I can't leave. Yeah. You know, can't yeah. just hang.
I think there are a million worse things yeah. that every previous generation did to their oh, yeah. kids, man.
And it's not like I'm way playing games worse. In front of him as well. Like, that's yeah, definitely exactly. the thing. It's like, if once we get to that point where it's like, all right, he's a little bit more cognizant, I'll be like, great, I'll play Mario Brothers. We'll play games that it's just like, oh, he can be interested in, but I don't need to introduce a game where you're no. blowing guys' heads off. Right. I'm not going to play, you know.
This is not the yeah. measure by which we should measure ourselves. I don't know. I didn't think that's
but,
no,
but
you could literally sit your son down and force him to watch you play the most violent mm-hmm. fucked up game ever, and it would still be 1,000 times better than like what most dads in the previous
oh,
generation
absolutely
did.
Absolutely.
It's like, so son, you going off to that Vietnam place, like all this shit, mm-hmm. you know, like there was nothing but bad dads for like
oh, yeah.
fucking generations.
or even being like, hey, let's watch this. I mean, and this is shots fired at football, but like, I don't want my son to watch like commercials and football games.
Sure.
Like, that's the thing for me yeah, where I'm like,
it's garbage.
Yeah, that's garbage. I'd much rather have him watch my thing, which I yeah, like and I find yeah. value to.
Have him play some like fucking Mario Maker, man.
Exactly.
Like,
I'd
much
exactly.
rather that than fucking, yeah, just like, yeah. it's like, hey, you want to objectify some women? Mm-hmm. All right, let's
yeah,
sit
yeah.
down mm-hmm. and have a nice time.
You want to see men work really, really hard and have their brains smashed against each other so millionaires can make tons of money and sell Coke water? Yeah. Let's go Bears! but yeah, I'm excited for the Taken King to come out. I think it's going to be great.
Is there like a sports podcast we can be enemies with or something?
I think there's a ESPN. They probably
all
got
right,
a sports
yeah,
podcast.
Let's get them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Fucking, well, yeah.
We're rivalry, right?
Let's just say we like fuck you, ESPN.
Yeah.
Who's that guy that has sports people and comedians on? What's that guy's name? He's great.
I don't know.
I gotta look. Nope, I don't have to look this up. Anyways,
no
he,
one needs.
He's
to look
on
up.
Notice. That dude's on notice.
That guy. Who's
Bill Simmons.
Bill Simmons.
He got kicked off of ESPN.
Oh, did he?
Oh yeah, man. He lost his job a little while
is
ago.
Is that how he started the podcast?
Yeah, he started the podcast. He was talking about like football and
he was the first guy to have Obama on, right?
Yeah. yeah.
Yes, right. Okay, that's right. Bill Simmons is on notice.
He's on notice.
Games.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Skip Bayless,
mm-hmm.
you're yeah. on notice.
Rick Bayless too.
Rick Bayless as well.
Bayless.
You know what, Rick Bayless? Screw you and your weird goatee. You
that
make amazing Frontera food.
At O'Hare Airport.
Uh-huh. Oh, that is great.
It
I
is.
Admit it.
It's great. It's a little pricey.
Yeah,
it's a little pricey.
Yeah, but it's the same price as if you go to the one downtown or the one in Wicker Park.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
and
more
fresh
expensive.
Food at the airport.
It's
like,
just good, man.
All right.
Okay.
No. Come on, guys. We're going off message here.
Also, why aren't there arcades at airports?
Oh, you're totally right.
I'm serious.
Absolutely.
Why are there not arcades at airport? If there was an arcade in an airport, I'd be like, great. I'm going to DIA.
You know what, though? People already got games on their phones.
Yeah, but then what if there was like
Emporium? You know, Emporium at the airport.
Totally could.
Yeah.
Like a bar and you're in an arcade.
Also, Rick Bayless, it was very nice to meet you backstage at Improv Nerd that one time. Anyways.
Oh, cool. That must have been really neat.
I'm sure
there?
He's listening.
Yeah, I'm sure he's like, time to tune in for talking games with
that
guy.
I always click in 10 minutes down. Yeah.
Wait
the
a second. Stop the episode. Minute 18, they mention my name. I've made it. Carol, close the store. I'm famous.
Carol.
Are you guys ever going to come back to Destiny, do you think?
Yes, at some point.
I'll check it out when Taken King is out.
I feel like my schedule for the rest of this year is Metal Gear Solid 5 until the Witcher 3 DLC kicks in, and then
that's
rest of the
radical.
Year.
And then when's Fallout fit in there?
Fuck me, I forgot about Fallout. When does that come out?
Yeah,
November?
November, yeah.
November, I think 12th. Which, I gotta say, guys, I am so excited when I figured out it comes out because Skyrim came out 11/11/11, which I remember still somehow.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Because there were like ads for it even after it came out, like on top of like cabs and shit. And I was like, oh my God, they're doing 12. All right. It's like, I was like really excited because I was like, wait, they can't just do 15.
Yeah,
no,
they can't.
Yeah, that's just, but it's one day off. That's still kind of cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
Boy.
I'm real
well, if they did
that.
The third, no, let's do the math, Kellen, the 4th of November, that'd be 11 plus 4.
Remember the 4th of November?
4. I mean, that's 15 into 15, I guess.
Remember the 4th of November.
Our friend...
none of it was right.
Nothing that
except remember.
Our friend Molly Miller, I believe, is playing Skyrim right now. Yeah. We should have her on to talk about how that is nowadays.
That would be interesting. It was the first episode of Talking Games because the Sure Talk to You one was gone.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's a 4-year-old game now? That's crazy to me.
And it's still being sold. I mean, IGN Deals had the Game of the Year edition for, like, still $15.
And it's every time they do, like, a deal or whatever, it's, like,
and that's
top
worth...
one in Steam. Yeah. Everyone buys it.
It's still great. I think if I had a computer like Clayton's where I could put some mods on it, I'd still play it. It's still a good game.
Dude,
you could pick up Fallout New Vegas and it's still good, you know?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So today,
what are we talking about?
What are we talking about
today?
Talking about games.
We sort of stumbled on a topic that we found interesting last week, which was playing Metal Gear Solid 5 when you know what a terrible corporation Konami is and how terribly they treat their employees. For people who
decided it was okay because the game's really good.
See, okay, yeah, right? That's kind
is
of
that
what we wanted to talk about.
Okay, discussion over.
To catch people
okay.
up. To
yeah,
catch people
good.
Up. Konami does things like.
Wait, I'm going to put you. I'm going to give you some background music.
Yeah, by all means.
So, yeah, like.
War never changes. Oh, different.
Wait, that's.
Konami.
Konami
video
never
game
changes.
Company from Japan. When someone quits, and if people like them saying on Facebook that they quit, they get fired for that. They get downgraded. If you piss off your boss, he can just move you to cleaning treadmills in the company gym. They have cameras monitoring everything all the time. It's like Sears. I think Sears and what else is a terrible company? Amazon?
Amazon's
really
terrible, company to work for. I think this sort of goes along with another issue we've been dealing with this year, which is
inside the video game world or outside
I was going to say. Mm-hmm. Cosby.
Yeah.
Can you watch Cosby material anymore?
Yeah.
And not be
Bill Cosby?
Grossed out. Yeah. I really think in terms of that, in terms of like playing or listening to or watching the product, I think in a weird way, it depends on the product itself. Mm-hmm. I can still listen to Michael Jackson music, and I'm like, God damn, these are great songs.
Yes. Well, I guess, I mean.
He was never convicted.
No, I never convicted. So the Cosby situation is interesting because you look at someone like Cosby, and I think we can kind of correlate this with Kojima, is that like you have to separate the artist from their work, you know? Like, Pablo Picasso is a known womanizer and asshole, beat people up. John Lennon was known to, like,
making
beat
fun of retarded people
Yeah,
on
exactly.
Stage.
Like, would
horrible
beat the
father.
Shit out of his children.
Yeah.
And yet you listen to Imagine, and everyone's like, oh, my God, this is great.
Yeah.
You know, the Bill Cosby thing, don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole, but it is hard with this world where we have access to everything, and people's fucking mistakes are... scrutinized so fucking hard.
If he'd have died 2 years ago, he would have been fine. His legacy would have been fine. You don't agree? You don't think so?
I don't know, man. I think people would have had problems with it. It wouldn't. He's what's nice about the Bill Cosby situation is at least people are now coming out and talking about.
Oh, I'm glad it happened.
And it can be. That's the thing with Michael Jackson. It's like, well, he dies, so we can't talk about his shit anymore.
Right.
Like,
well, that's a weird thing.
Exactly. Like, when someone dies, everyone's like, boy, he was the best. He was the most wonderful person in the world.
Yeah. Like when you're at an asshole's funeral.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
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 Right.
Or someone, you know, you might know on Facebook allegedly dies and everyone talks about them.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it can be painful to kind of notice that sort of stuff where it's like, well, wait a second.
This guy was still a dick.
This guy was still a dick.
Right. Yeah. But in that specific...
We talking about anyone in particular right now?
No, Bill Cosby. We're talking about
okay,
Bill Cosby.
Okay, all right. I'm like, dragging my brain. I'm like, who are we talking about? Someone died who we didn't like.
No.
I don't know who it was.
But I think video games are... They're so disconnected in that sense because even though Kojima is kind of all over Metal Gear, like...
Oh, and he is...
You can literally save him in one of the missions.
Oh, seriously?
I'm not making that up. You could do that in Peace Walker, you can save him, and then he's like, he's got like the highest stats of anyone.
Of course he does.
That's great.
Fucking brilliant asshole. But in most video games, you just play it, and who the designer is comes through in a sense of like what the game is like. Mm-hmm. And I would notice things of certain design companies, you know, mm-hmm. like a Bethesda game,
yeah.
or you know, a Telltale game. Well, clearly, a Telltale game,
yeah.
but
right.
But you don't have that face of the designer right mm-hmm. there, you know.
Well, because it's a team effort. That
yes,
way, you know.
Yeah,
like you know, Brett Favre gets convicted for sending dick pics to people who are not his wife.
Right.
Does the whole team
Hilarious.
Suddenly become victim to his poor mistakes?
Yeah, but I mean, Brett Favre is a celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Total celebrity.
Yeah,
yeah,
right. The game designers are just
they're
employees.
Just, yeah, they're
know?
Just employees that way. I mean, I guess it's one of those things where you want to support the game designers
yeah.
by purchasing the game. Because hopefully that money will tell the people who publish the game that they should make more games like this.
That's
yes,
true.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's the same shit about saying, well, if you buy a diamond from a country that is war-torn
yeah.
and children are enslaved to get the diamond, if you don't buy that diamond, someone else will buy that diamond.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't not buy the diamond or justify by buying the diamond because everyone else is buying the diamond. It's this sort of like, you're fucked either way.
I was thinking about this the other day when I used a Papa John's coupon. And I was like, the guy from Papa John's is a conservative asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, and like our yeah. friend, former guest Jessica Kent, like
mm-hmm.
if she's at a party and I offer Papa John's, she's like, no, I'm not eating mm-hmm. that. Let's
no.
get something else. And I applaud her for that. But I sometimes I don't have the morals for that. I'm like, this is a $5 large pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, and I guess, you know, that's the question is like, is it the system that's fucked up?
Yeah.
Is it you, the consumer, that's fucked up? I mean,
right.
you can ask yourself those moral questions. I mean, we can talk about ethics of food or ethics of the way we are employed or employ other people,
yeah.
what we put into our bodies. And it at a certain point, you just get apathetic because you're like, oh, there's too many fucking choices for me to be an ethical person the way I wish I could be.
Yeah.
yeah. Well, that's also the thing is, like, we have that choice because of, you know, like, our positions in life.
White
but,
men,
yeah.
yes.
I mean, it's
white,
like,
because we're white men.
I mean, I always think back to this one time a friend of mine was talking about it. Like, she even called attention to how flippant she was being about
mm-hmm.
it. She's like, well, I always try to buy, you know, like, local and organic. And she's like, but I can say that because I have money.
Yeah,
and
right.
Like, oh, shit, of course. Mm-hmm. like, you're not going to Walmart necessarily because you're making a choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey,
yeah.
listen. I need clothes for my kids,
mm-hmm.
and I ain't got shit.
Yeah.
and I get that. But
and a
yeah,
lot of times, Walmart is the closest thing you have there, and it's all about
yeah.
convenience. The Papa John's thing, Amazon, that's all about convenience, you know?
Yeah.
And also just, like, where are you going to put your money? You know, it's
yeah.
like, I get the idea of, like, hey, man, I'm going to buy the cheapest option because I don't give that much of a shit about pizza
mm-hmm.
and, like, politics.
Yeah.
I do care about, like, saving up my kids' college fund or
mm-hmm,
whatever,
yeah.
yeah, stuff like that. I get that whole argument. But with video games, it's a little different because it's inherently... like a luxury item.
Yeah, it's about
you know?
Entertainment. And, like, I guess you think about those ethical questions about, well, where are you putting your money? Well, think about how many studios are involved in other ventures that way. Okay, so
yeah.
if you're involved in anything with NBC, that's NBC Universal, that's
Univision.
USA, Univision,
yeah.
all that's connected to Comcast, and Comcast is connected to so many dirty, gross things. And it's
yeah,
like, 100%. Oh... All right, well, I guess I can't be involved with Comcast, which means I have to take half of the world out of my whatever
right.
I do. So I guess I have to go to do something else, and it's
yeah.
just like...
Immediately, there's no... It's like, no way.
No way.
No way can I do that.
Because you're used to the convenience
yeah.
of what these people are providing. And that becomes a problem of like, well... I want to support, here's another stupid allegory, but be like, I want to be able to support the labor unions, but at the same time... Boy, paying people so much money so that the unions can have their sort of rights is really fucking hard.
Sure.
Because they're shutting down schools because the teachers are demanding too much money. Oh, this is really
yeah,
conundrum
yeah.
of what's going to be good and what's going to be bad.
Yeah. I mean, specifically, like, with video games, though. Boy, this guys, this is deep.
Get
we have not
there.
Gone this deep in a while.
You're deep.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Elbow
like,
deep.
I think there's also something to be said about, like, making a video game is a very different process than any other, than most other products that mm-hmm. we consume or doing that. You know, it's like they have these crazy hours and these crunch times mm-hmm. and these times when people make, it seems like game designers make a ton of money and then they're unemployed immediately. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, I bet it wouldn't work for the business to have like a structured 9-to-5 job. Like, I don't know.
I know, because think about like when games get released.
I was thinking, that's the thing.
And if, and even just like a 2-week delay, it's like, fuck this. Everyone freaks out. I just smacked my mic. Sorry. everyone freaks out and it just feels like, you know, okay, these guys have committed the greatest mm-hmm. atrocity ever.
Yeah.
Cause what? They want to make a better game? What are we mad about? But I get that too. I get that it's like, why can't you just hit a deadline? And it's like, well, sorry, we've been working 80-hour weeks and, you know.
So then let me ask you this. Is that the game developer's problem or is that us? The consumer who constantly wants new content
demands that.
And so that causes the developers to say, well, we have to put out a new game every single year.
Like, would we rather not get, you know, a AAA, you know, say 10 AAA titles that come mm-hmm. out in any given year, and the marketplace and the way employees are treated are better? Yeah. Yes, I would mm-hmm. say I would prefer that. It would suck. It would really suck.
But I bet the content would be better though.
I think so too.
Yeah. You think about a company like Bethesda.
Yeah.
And so Skyrim comes out 11/11/11.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's a couple DLCs, but their next game is 2015. Mm-hmm. Are those guys working 90-hour weeks, or are those guys working reasonable hours to develop a amazing game? That's taken them years to develop, but when it comes out, it'll sell for another 4 years versus Call of Duty Black 3 comes out every year, every other year.
And they farm in you know, people.
It's just like, well, it's really just the same game. So all they're doing is just like putting new skins on things and making it look more detailed. And, you know, it's like I remember when the Advanced Warfare trailer came at E3 last year and everyone was talking about how great the buddy dog's hair looked, and I'm like, you're never gonna see this. Who cares what the buddy dog looks like? It's like, you know, it doesn't. Diamond Dog makes sense. You're hanging out with Diamond Dog all the time.
So. Love me some Diamond Dog, bro. He's got an eye patch.
He's got an eye
it's
patch.
So great. He also goes from puppy to full grown wolfhound.
Very, very fast.
In the space of one mission. But I will say, here's my thing. I would much rather, I think, mm-hmm. get like a Bethesda type deal because it's like I still love Skyrim. Mm-hmm. I love that like modders come out for it, and
let's be clear, we don't know that Bethesda is like a great
company. No,
but
no.
If I had to guess, I'd say that they're probably a good one. I would say what's the company that made Steam and Portal?
Valve.
They seem like an up and up company, like. It's usually the AAA ones that really bring in people and then like hit them hard for like a year and then let them go. But I'm sorry, Clayton, you were saying something.
No, it's fine. I was just like, goddamn, my throat's very dry apparently. Let me get a nice sip of La Croix.
I will also say Valve and Bethesda are also employee owned.
Which is
another big thing that actually allows them
that
to say.
That is huge.
It's really, really huge, you know?
And I was thinking about that, too, because I was looking at documentaries on Netflix and Indie Game came up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I think that schedule can also make sense if you're, like, two guys working on a project and you just, like,
But you own everything.
Exactly.
Everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like you make a deal with Xbox Live, but, I mean, that's a distribution deal.
Yeah, that's not the game, you know.
Yeah.
That is... Hey, that's the ideal, isn't it? I mean, for any job, you know, it's like, hey, this isn't like me working for the man. This is me working for myself. Yeah.
And those guys are very rich now.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so. They made a hell of a game and they did it with, I mean, really limited resources, as is made obvious in that documentary. And I really, I don't know. I'd rather, maybe it's just because like I've gotten a little bit older and like, 3 years or 4 years between games doesn't bother me maybe as much as it used to.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's like
going to be something.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, you might grumble about it every now and then. Like I used to work with this guy who was great, but every now and then we would be like, yeah, man, like when are they going to come out with a new Fallout game? But that was it, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like people aren't going to buy the game when it comes out.
That's part of it. I almost fell out of my chair. That's why I said laugh, by the way.
I didn't know what happened.
It was thrilling.
I was like, yeah. But that's part the excitement of anticipation is part of any sort of nerd or like just being excited for a new game. Like the new Star Wars movie is coming out, and like all the toys come out, great, it's wonderful. But like, I'm so excited for the movie to come out, and the more and more that anticipation builds and builds and builds. Like, I knew that they were gonna make another Fallout game.
Yeah.
And I knew the moment they released it, all that hype and excitement was going to build up. But Bethesda does a very, very good job of like really slow releases, you know, putting little ads out, throwing things out there.
Putting it on Pornhub.
Pornhub, exactly. They're really smart that way. And it makes me think it's just like that slow release makes me appreciate them that much more. Though, and here's the other shitty argument for a game that takes 5 years to make.
Yeah.
Phantom of Pain, how long did that game take to make? And you think about those people who were in that situation and they're stuck there. Yeah. And again, it's a masterpiece game, but that's an example of maybe a cultural difference. But they're working as long as this Fallout 4 is taking Bethesda, and we know of documented terrible, terrible cases.
Oh, and from a broader context, like, a nation with a dictatorship and a nation with a democracy, the dictatorship is going to be able to build something way faster than a democracy is ever going to be able to.
Stalin's 5-year plan.
Oh, yeah? Where are they now, though? Where is Stalin and where is the great USSR?
You know, you make a great point there, Kellen. you know, the Soviet Union did fall. Boy, it seems like a while ago. Yeah. But no.
We also helped the Soviet Union.
Hell yeah.
So there we go.
America, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Russia not coming out with any games. Mm. What's the deal? No.
Papers, please.
Yeah. The best they can hope for is, like, we get some bad guys into fucking Black Ops 3 or whatever. Yeah.
Russia's just happy if they're in a video game.
Yeah. That's sad. I don't know, man. It's tough, though.
I did hear in Russia video games play you. I'm sorry, but go on.
God, you fucking piece of shit.
That's also a reference that's older than anyone in this room. Like, we only know that from other people referencing.
Yeah. I've watched a Yakov Smirnoff special at my grandparents' house when I was 12 years old.
How was it?
There are parts of it that are pretty
funny. Yeah. I was going to say that.
And but yeah, a lot of it is just like, actually at one point I was pretty impressed. He points out something very obvious and is like only in America bit, which is fucking insufferably boring. Yes. But in the only in America, can you buy 8 hot dog buns or whatever? And people start laughing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, all right. And just moves on. Doesn't finish
That's
the joke.
Funny.
And I'm like, you know what? Like, respect, man. Like, recognizing that the material maybe won't get the pop you're looking for, you just move on. That's pretty tight.
Dude, if I'm in Branson, Missouri, I'd see his show.
Yeah.
At the end, he does dance, or at least in the special, he dances with a woman dressed as the Statue of Liberty, and it's, like, supposed to be, I guess, really, like, tear-jerkingly, like, sincere, but it is just so weird to watch. Like, the whole show's been a stand-up, and then all of a sudden he's dancing to... Like, him singing, it's the weirdest
thing. I mean, I guess
thing.
If there was a Syrian stand-up comedian who came to America and was doing jokes like that, and in the end, they did something with the context of it being like, oh my God, look what they've been through. I can't believe it. They're making me jokes. Like, today, we're all, you know, Russia, whatever.
Yeah.
We don't take you seriously, Russia.
Yeah. We're like, oh boy, I wish I would fix their, like, LGBTQ laws and stop invading Ukraine.
Yep.
But other than that, you know. Anyway, what the fuck?
What are we talking about?
Well, I think, you know, to get us back on track about video games, I think it's almost impossible for us to understand the cultural differences between Asian work practices and American work practices as well. And that's the thing that I have to be. It's like if I'm looking at them and the way that they're working, I would hope to be able to say to them, like, well, why do you work that way? They'd be like, this is the only way to work.
Yeah.
This is the only way that we work this way. And it's, I try not to be colonial in the sense of like, well, it's my way or no way. Everyone should work this way. But at the same time, it's also like, I don't want to fucking support a company that does that with my money, because that's what it is. You cast your vote and you support companies by buying products. And that's the main reason I have not bought Phantom Pain. But the more and more I hear you guys talk about it, the more I'm like, I need to own this goddamn game.
Yeah. And that's the thing is like, that. I mean, that's what I come back to as well. Is like, I mean, what am I going to do? Not play? Mm-hmm. If Naughty Dog was like a super shitty company, mm-hmm. and we knew that right before Last of Us came out, I would still 100% buy Last mm-hmm. of Us. Even if I was given the choice all over again, it's like, hey man, you buying this, like, this is supporting a really bad company. But that's the thing, it's not personal. It's mm-hmm. not like, you know, me buying this means like, oh, they're gonna fucking like, you know, kill someone I know. You know, it's like, it's a bunch of people far away, and it's much easier to just like, you know, sort of drown it out mm-hmm. with other stuff in your life. It's like, my problems are pretty important too. And then you'd be able to blow off some steam by, you know, tranking some guards and shooting them up into space.
I feel like we constantly have these kind of choices though. Like I still have issues with, because I did it so many times, buying used games at GameStop, because that doesn't help. You're basically just giving money to this old, like, outdated corporation mm-hmm. that doesn't have a plan for the future and isn't really moving the... It's holding the business back, mm-hmm. if anything else.
I agree. Yeah.
Anything that they do could be done by Amazon, another bad company.
Yeah.
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 But that's the thing. I'm like, you know, you name a good company. It's like, well, American Apparel makes other stuff in America. And it's like, yeah, and their fucking CEO was like brought up on a bunch mm-hmm. of like basically like statutory rape charges. Yeah. Like, he's a fucking monster. Everybody's a monster. It's just it's insane. Rich people are fucking nuts is the problem. You gotta take all their money away. Mm-hmm. You give it to me. Mm-hmm. All right.
So
yeah, and after that, we just work it out. We'll wing it after that.
But I was going to say, the GameStop thing is like, they are, as a poor person, you can get more bang for your buck mm-hmm. trading in than a lot of places. And the Amazon, that only started about 3 years ago, and GameStop would always take your old games. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it really is the, like, they are marketing to the poorest gamers, which is a lot of gamers.
A lot of gamers, exactly, because the price of games isn't going down.
No.
It's still a luxury item. It's still all about, like, well, how much can we get from these people?
Yes.
Right. I will say, how long has it been since games were standardized at $60?
Oh, it's been a while. Mm-hmm. It's been, I mean, what, that was an SNES price, wasn't it?
I want to say they were more expensive than that. Yeah.
SNES?
Yeah.
You think they were, what, 50?
70 or 80?
I feel like $60 might have been introduced with the 64, because that was the first system I remember buying games for.
Gotcha.
And you would think, just with how badly the economy has gone mm-hmm. since the Nintendo 64 came out, the prices would have gone up. And yet, digital copies mm-hmm. are way cheaper.
Like, the. I remember, like,
I think they've tapped the market. They don't. They know they can't. Mm-hmm. If a game comes out at $70, everyone's going to be like, you're fucking insane. Well,
and the way what does it do to me?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. The way some of this works, too, is like, by the time
they come with an Oculus Rift or something?
By the time they come out with like a prototype of like the PlayStation 4 or whatever, mm-hmm. By the time that's ready to launch, the technology is probably advanced to a point where it's probably worth $350.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, it's incrementally going down like that. It does... go down as technology, mm-hmm. you know, advances.
Yeah.
That's what's been keeping it in check over the years.
And also, it's so much cheaper to mass produce a game than it is to, you know, produce like 50 copies or whatever. It's like, just in terms of how mm-hmm. much you get out of it and, you know, blah, 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 economics, you get it. But like, I don't know. I would have thought that at some point game prices would have gone up with like the new consoles, but they never did. I don't know. That sort of thing is interesting to me.
Yeah.
It's like that, maybe because it's a global economy, it doesn't take as many hits, you know, from the US going, you know, we're in a recession for mm-hmm. how long? You know,
technically we're like, not in a recession, my friend.
We're not right now?
No.
We were in one for at least five years.
Bubble bursting.
I don't know if you remember this. I got fired overnight. so I remember it pretty well. But yeah, in 2008, when that happened, it was like, oh shit, like, it was like really real bad for a while. And yet I was like,
we were wondering
video games still the exact same price.
We were wondering if the money in our banks was still gonna be
it's crazy. Like, people were like losing their houses like instantly. I was like, hey, guess what, we're just gonna foreclose on you now. It's like, fuck off. No. Like, how can you just do that?
But like, in terms of like the GameStop problem, in 5 years, 10 years, like, that may all right itself when we have Google Fiber internet and everyone has even cheaper internet they have now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, physical discs probably won't even be a thing at that point.
See, I'm shocked they still are a thing.
I think they're going to still be a thing.
You think so?
Because of people who live in rural areas. You know? Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, us living in a major metropolitan area, a digital copy makes a lot more sense. But if you are in a city with less than 25,000 people, the idea of downloading it digitally might not necessarily be an option for you, because you might have not have the bandwidth for it. Are they going to a GameStop and buying it? No, they're going online and they're buying it that
way. Sure.
And it's coming to them directly that
and,
way.
What was I going to say? We're talking about the types of places that still have a working video rental place.
Yes.
Yes, right.
Yes. Yeah. Where they still have internet.
Yeah, no, I know.
But the other sort of modern features might not be appealing to them. Though I could be wrong. I mean, who knows? Maybe in rural places, the digital area is going to be that way. Maybe in urban areas, they're like, no, I want to have a physical copy because they understand the economy of being able to resell a game, too.
I was
thinking about like the special edition of Taken King, and it's like, all right, so if you bought the game today and you never played Vanilla Destiny, the two expansions, you can get the collector's edition for $79. Mm-hmm. But for $100, you get like a statue and a book and a strange coin. And I was thinking about all of the money that goes into making that stuff and being like, is that worth, like, have you ever seen like a special edition and been like, I want to have that statue, or I want to have that?
Never spent money on that.
Never, ever, ever. Yeah. And yet there are people who are like, I have to have that. I have to have that. I need that. I need that so bad. Where I'm like, I don't need that stuff. There's no, but I also don't collect statues the way that some people do collect statues of Batman or Harley Quinn or, you know.
I remember I got an early, like, a copy of The Witcher 2,
mm-hmm.
and for some reason I must have gotten like a special edition at like a discounted price or something, because it came with a little wolf head like token like the emblem he wears, and I was like, and I pulled it out and I was like, what the fuck am I gonna do with it? It's like, this is just junk. Like, I don't want this.
The Witcher 3, I got the physical copy and I pulled it out and was like, oh, cool, map, this is great. And I put it back and I put it away and I will never look at it again.
I remember I bought Bayonetta and it came with a poster of Bayonetta. So this is like, it's like a weird pinup of a video game character.
Oh,
and I was what the fuck?
Boy.
Who do you think I am?
Well,
Jesus.
I think it says exactly who they think you are. They think you are
14.
A 14-year-old who wants a toy to be able to play with and hold it that way. I mean, look at Amiibos. People are going fucking crazy for that stuff.
Yeah. Skylanders up until...
Yeah.
Well, no, Skylanders is still going strong.
Skylanders still going on. The Disney Infinity.
Disney Infinity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I've asked you before, but like, those must be terrifying to parents.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, we already bought the game. Why do we need these other things?
Well, I mean, I guess the idea is you have a toy and you have a game.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool if
the toy went
into the
game? Yeah.
You know, but then it's an idea of like, well, why don't you go and use your imagination and play with the toy outside? Like, that's the thing that doesn't make any sense.
Or play a game without a toy
involved.
Without
a toy, yeah.
Look, he's already in there. We just need to unlock him with money.
Yeah, yeah. That's all it is. It's just, this is a key, and we can throw this in the trash. The Lego games is that way, too. I'm like, why would I play a Lego video game when I have Legos here?
Yeah.
I can make the Hulk do whatever I want to do.
Smash, believe it or not.
Smash, that's what
the Hulk Smash, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no answer to this.
No.
What I think is good about all this is at least we're having a conversation about it. We're talking about it. We understand that there are some odd ethics. I mean, I was going to ask, it's like, well, if we're looking at Quiet is a video game character.
Which we have not touched on.
We exactly. And there's a reason we're probably not touching on it, because it's just like,
shit's weird, dude.
Super's weird. So it's like, well, if you don't support that, would you not buy that video game because you were like, well, I want to be feminist, and I don't want women to be objectified, and I feel like Konami is going to really this is not necessarily something I support. Like, if there was like a rape scene in a video game, or if there was something really nasty, you're like, I want to play this game, but like, I can't get on board with supporting this.
Clayton and I have talked about John DiMaggio's flamboyantly gay character in Valkyria Chronicles not approve of, but I'm still so glad I've played Valkyria Chronicles.
Yeah. It's still a phenomenal game.
Yeah.
But yeah, as soon as I saw it, I was like, what the fuck? Like, what year did this come out?
Yeah.
It was like 2012. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, it doesn't make any sense. But I'm totally with you. It's like, just the same thing as, like, you know, going to see a movie and it's like, well, there aren't any strong female characters in it. It's like, well, yeah, you're right. I do want to see the movie, though. You know, I have that all the time where it's like, doesn't pass the Bechdel test. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but I want to watch it still.
I want to see Groot.
But it's Castaway. How can there be a whole lot of women in this? It's a big fight I'm going through with Lisa.
I believe
it. I love that Castaway is a cause for any controversy.
Yeah.
I remember watching that movie and being like, is this like the default template of movies? It's just like, here's a movie where, you know, like not a whole lot happens, but you kind of
pretty
feel
inexpensive
okay
movie to make, too. Really inexpensive movie to make.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
10 years later.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, good. Thanks.
Great. Wonderful.
You could have done this at the beginning of the movie. Yeah.
The most interesting part of the movie is skipped.
Folks, I guess we're saying vote with your wallet, but we understand if you have to make exceptions for things you want to see or do.
Yeah, because again, it's like I don't want us to come off as being like, if you fucking buy Papa John's pizza, you're supporting the KKK, Nazi party. Where it's just like, look, your money. It's not like $1 is one vote, but sometimes you also have to vote for dinner tonight.
Yeah.
You know, like I was talking to you guys when I came in, my son ate Doritos, almost ate a whole fucking bag of Doritos this week because he wouldn't eat anything else. And I was like, all right, I guess he's eating Doritos because he needs to eat something. Yeah. And I felt bad, but at the same time, I'm like, well,
what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? He needed to eat something, so he ate Doritos. Is he going to – is tomorrow, if he's like, I want Doritos, I'm like, you're not eating another bag of Doritos. You're not eating another bag of Doritos.
I draw the line at one bag of Doritos.
One bag of Doritos. But it's like, it's going to happen sometimes. You're going to buy something. You're going to do something that's going to not necessarily be in line with your ethical core. But sometimes you just want to fucking get that scratch that itch, you know? If I see another episode of The Cosby Show, am I going to be like, never again? Yeah. Throw a brick through? I'll probably watch it because guess what? That was a fictional show.
I like, the first CD I bought was a Bill Cosby stand-up CD. Mm-hmm. Like, no bands or anything like that. Mm-hmm. That was like all I wanted to listen to was Bill Cosby stand-up when I was a kid. Still find it very, very funny.
Yeah.
But it is definitely a thing of like, I wish he hadn't done those things.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? It's that same thing of like, what am I going to do? Just like act like this never existed?
Yeah.
You know, it's like you find a way to say, all right, you know what? I can still enjoy something even if, you know, so-and-so is a giant fuckhead and did a million awful things. And should he have done that? No.
No.
Am I going back in time and telling them, like, hey, you got to do this? No, I'm listening to a fucking comedy album.
Yeah.
Or I'm playing a fucking video game.
I mean, that would be the thing of saying, like, well, IBM was a Nazi company, so I don't use computers. No, I can't. It's like, no, you have to still engage with the world, and you can't live in an extremist militant idea of, like, I don't support stuff. And it's just like, if someone wants to do that, they can. The first CD I ever bought was Woody Allen's like collection of his stand-up special, and I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. And then you hear about the shit that happened to him, and it's like, well, that doesn't take away from the comedy special. It's a shame that he made these choices, but his movies are still good, you know?
Well, guys, my first CD was the soundtrack to Can't Hardly Wait, so I'm in the clear.
Tim, how old are you?
Wait, are you saying that's very old?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
Wait, when did you buy that CD? That's the question. The question.
How was that your first CD?
I started late. Middle school? Late, high school? High school? When did that movie come out?
I was in high school when that movie came out. And CDs have been around since probably I was in elementary school. I'm 32.
I'm 30. You're 29.
Ooh, yeah, it feels good.
So you were probably in middle school when that came out.
I was
probably like 9th, 10th grade. So yeah.
You'd never bought a CD until 9th or 10th grade? Wow.
Lion King soundtrack on cassette. Woo-woo.
Right, did you grow up in like a Mennonite household?
I thought I took a long time to get a CD player, and I was in like 5th grade.
No, I think I just listened to my brother's rap CDs.
There you go.
That is...
So there was a CD...
CDs hold on.
Yes.
Rewind the tape. We're just going to talk about
whip.
Tim listening to his brother's rap CDs.
My brother's Tupac CDs. Anyways! Oh, also, Apple's a company that employs factories in China where people kill themselves.
Yeah.
And they have to put nets out so they don't jump off the building.
Yeah.
Okay!
My shoes were probably made in the sweatshop.
Also, we're white men, so we all the problems with the world have almost primarily come from our
Yes. Yeah, our ancestors probably helped finish off the Native Americans just to make sure... You know, they weren't coming back or anything, but just to be
just
absolutely
to make sure.
Positive.
Absolutely
you
know, sure. So, video games.
Yeah.
Let's escape into video games.
I enjoy them, okay.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. What do we have to plug, you guys?
Taken King, I think.
Yeah,
did we plug that already?
Yeah, that'll be good.
we can actually talk about this now. We're going to be doing a live stream November 7th for
Clayton,
extra...
I don't think we told you about that. We're doing
what are you talking about?
Clear your schedule.
November 7th.
November 7th.
Yeah, we're going to have a page
up Sabbath?
Soon. How Extra Life works is we're going to be playing video games for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for sponsors to sponsor us during that, and then we donate all the money to a children's hospital in Chicago. We're going to figure out the details of that, get back to you next episode.
Yeah, which hospital? TBD.
Who knows? The TBD hospital.
Yeah, the TBD hospital.
fighting tuberculosis and other diseases. TV and D.
And death. And death. As all hospitals are fighting.
We focus mostly on tuberculosis. Also death.
Yeah.
We're trying to wipe that out.
Yeah, trying to get
no
rid
one
of
else
death.
Is going
to
die.
Yeah.
No one's got that.
We cured
balls
death, folks.
To go
we cured it. You will continue to rot in your old body. Death has been cured. I got nothing else to plug besides that.
Check out Naps at I.O. That's it.
Yeah. Late 90s at I.O.
Wait, are you guys almost done?
What do you mean?
No, I'm thinking Sabine's almost done. Nope, I'm thinking of something
I don't know
completely
what you're
different.
About. Sabine quit Torco. It might
yes,
be
why did I mix those up? Anyways.
That's probably all you're thinking of. But yeah, late 90s, we actually just opened for 3033 on Sunday.
That's what I was thinking.
And they are
they're quitting.
In their last few weeks.
Yes.
So do go check out 3033
if
you're in
they're
Chicago.
Amazing.
They were and always have been my favorite group in Chicago.
Yep.
And it was really, really cool to get to play in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've was very happy, but also was feeling very sick. So I didn't do my best show, but I had a lot of fun.
There you go.
Made a lot of memories and then left immediately after the show was over because I felt very ill. But come check out Late 90s Wednesday nights, IO 10:30. Kellen?
I'm not in Splatter Theater this year. I've done it the last 3 years and taking this year off. Joe Scott is directing. It's a great cast.
That's great.
Yeah, definitely go and check it out if you've never seen it in Chicago. It's the longest running
show. Oh, man. Is
show.
She going to put her kids in it? That
I hope
so. Great.
I absolutely hope so. I hope those
her twin boys.
Yeah, Guy and Coleman Werner. That would be great.
I would love that.
So that'll be wonderful. Joe's a wonderful actress and friend. And then... coming up in it'll be I guess November and October November December show that I helped write with Joe it's Christmas Guide. I mean, it's getting remounted and it's actually it's getting published, which is very exciting.
That's great.
Yeah so they'll be doing that. We're starting the rehearsals up for that, so look forward to hearing me talk about that. That'll be the third year we're doing it. So
and then thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op
and
Cards Against Humanity. I think that's everything, boys.
Yeah.
Next week we'll be back with Aaron Amendola to talk about The Taken King.
Yes.
Yeah. And I won't be here for that. So if you're a Clayton fan, just skip that episode.
Skip it. Mm-mm.
Clayton, take us out with one of your catchphrases.
Daddy, can I have more Doritos?
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
This has been a Nerdalogs production. For more on the Nerdalogs and our shows, please go to www.nerdalogs.com.
Thank you all. I am GrabBot23548X.